Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Doug Jennings. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Steve Howard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The left fielder, John Shelby. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Scott Lusardier. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jennings strikes out. 1 out. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Lusardier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Lansford scores. Hassey moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Howard. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fielder hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Randolph hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 1 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to second. One out. Dave Henderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randolph scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hassey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mosby hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards third. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lusarder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lusarder moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Randolph, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jennings is 0 for 2 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into right field. Lusardir settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randolph moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randolph scores. Henderson moves to third. Lansford moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey is hit by the pitch. Henderson scores. Lansford moves to third. McGuire moves to second. It's 8-1, Athletics. Lance McCullers now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-1, Athletics. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards third. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Randolph is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Lusardir settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0 for 3 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into left field. Jennings picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jennings. Mosby moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Lusarder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lusarder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lusarder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mosby moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mosby tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-2, Athletics. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Mark Salas now catching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Lusarder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Lusarder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Welch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bergman for the out. Trammell moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randolph is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Randolph hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings is 0 for 4 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Klink now pitching. Mike Gallego now playing shortstop. Darnell Coles pinch hits for Lloyd Mosby. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Salas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-4, Athletics. Jim Lindemann pinch hits for Scott Lusardier. Jim Lindemann is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindemann strikes out. 1 out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Romero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Romero moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shelby is 0 for 3 in the game. Shelby strikes out. 2 outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Darnell Coles now playing left field. Jim Lindemann now playing right field. John Shelby now playing center field. Felix Jose pinch hits for Dave H. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jose strikes out. 1 out. Lance Blankenship pinch hits for Carney Lansford. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship strikes out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Mark McGuire. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up towards third. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Felix Jose now playing right field. Lance Blankenship now playing third base. Jamie Quirk now playing first base. Steve Howard now playing center. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jennings. Bergman reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darnell Coles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bergman moves to third. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bergman scores. Coles moves to second. 2 outs. It's 12-5, Athletics. Jim Lindemann is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lindemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindemann hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Lindemann reaches second base with a double. Coles scores. It's 12-6, Athletics. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lindemann scores. It's 12-7, Athletics. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hassey takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Steve Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hassey moves to third. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gallego hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shelby is 0-for-4 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quirk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bergman for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.